Moiawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. A Taranaki leader says there are concerns with an iwi about whether settlements on Parihaka and Taranaki Maunga will survive the change of government unscathed. Ruakere Hon says the Maunga settlement recognises Taranaki Maunga as a legal personality, while the Parihaka deal aims to build on ongoing relationships in a spirit of reconciliation.
While we're a little bit nervous at the same time anticipating that there will be a relationship and looking forward to what we're able to work through. Still a lot of development that needs to take place with the community, so we're still very much focused in on that.
Dr. Hon says because the Parihaka deal is outside the normal treaty settlement process, Parihaka Papakāinga trustees will be dealing with Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka rather than Treaty Minister Paul Goldsmith. Auckland University of Technology Professor of Marketing and International Business Ella Henry has won a prestigious academic award for her paper on the right to label honey as manuka. It was judged best paper at the New Zealand International Business Academy conference in Christchurch. Professor Henry says she explored cultural appropriation by the Australian honey industry, as well as inadequate protection of te reo Māori by successive government through the lens of the Y262 claim for the protection of indigenous flora and fauna. She says the current government needs to stand up for the rights identified in Tribunal's 2011 report on the claim.
The bottom line is this is bad for the New Zealand economy. What is good for the Māori economy, what is good for Māori culture and knowledge is actually good for the New Zealand economy and our New Zealand identity, our New Zealand brand in the international market.
Professor Ella Henry. Ngaitahu Hapu and Southland have high hopes for a new partnership to sustainably develop southern coastal waters. Murihiku Regeneration, owned by the four southernmost Runaka, is teaming up with Fiore Enterprise to look at a new way of farming shellfish and seaweeds, as well as the sustainable harvest of wild seaweeds and marine fauna for nutritional supplements. Spokesperson Terry Nicholas of the Hoko Nui Runanga says because of uncertainty over Tiwai Point aluminium smelter, which employs 800 people and brings $7,000 million a year into the Southland economy, Murihiku Regeneration is exploring options for the so-called blue economy.
We're looking at growing oysters, kinnet. Where the operation will be is right beside another large-scale land-based agriculture construct that's actually growing power and whitebait.
Terry Nicholas, and that's your Wātea English News.